U.S. Senator Charles Schumer is pushing for legislation to give the developmentally disabled more living options. He's proposing to give those living at home the same benefits that those in institutional care receive. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the disabled may currently be paying high out-of-pocket insurance costs for in-home services because of how current laws operate.
Schumer calls it discrimination that Medicaid and insurance reimburses the disabled living in larger institutions, but may not be covering in the same way those living in other locations. He says the laws have not caught up to the process of deinstitutionalizing the developmentally disabled, which means having them in more home or group settings.
And if they want to live at home, they should be able to live at home without the family having to go into huge financial expense, because it's not reimbursed by Medicaid or by insurance.
Schumer says this would give the disabled more independence and might save taxpayers money. He says the average cost of living in a nursing facility is about $90,000 a year. The bill will be reviewed by the Congressional Budget Office, and if it does save money, Schumer says it will be easier to get passed through Congress. Congressional bills for the developmentally disabled have found bipartisan support in the past. Schumer co-sponsored a law passed in 2014 that allows those with disabilities to open tax-free savings accounts to cover certain expenses. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.